Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good today. So I wanted to come on here and talk about the whole Meg Thee Stallion situation. So if you guys do not know, Meg Thee Stallion is currently trending all over social media because as of an hour ago, she finally came out and she stated her side of the story. Now, this is a situation that happened about 2.5 weeks ago. There's been all types of rumors, speculations. It's been a lot of stuff going on concerning Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez, okay? One of the most recent rumors that came out was 5 days ago by Adam22, and he basically said that there was an altercation at Kylie Jenner's house. Tory and Meg got into it, and she was like disrespecting him, and Tory pulled out the gun, and then, you know, he shot at Meg. So that was one rumor that was out. I know people said that Jason Lee had also put out a story. And then on top of just the different, you know, speculations being out there, she was also disrespected. And I talked about this. This was a breaking news moment on my live stream the other day when Dre and Michelle thought that it was funny to clown the fact that she had gotten shot and was basically, you know, trying to romanticize domestic violence. And I went in on Dre and Michelle for that bullshit. So that was one disrespectful situation. And then a short time after that, the rapper Cameron, he ended up posting something from somebody on Twitter, and they basically insinuated that Meg Thee Stallion had a peen, and that once Tory Lanez seen it, that's when he got the shooting. So she's been dealing with just a bunch of just unnecessary BS. I'm going to go ahead and show you guys all of this right now. Go ahead and check this out.
I think.
Nope. Already fucking up.
Okay.
No.
I'm protecting you.
I predict.
I'll take it.
I predict that they had some sort of Bobby and Whitney love that, you know, drove them down this snapped-esque type of road. And I'm here for it. I like that. I want you to like me so much you shoot me in the foot, too. Like,
but as long as...
What? Whoa!
Wait, no, that is very Dre-like.
Drop
very.
A grenade. What the... You want you what?
I want you to like me so much that if I'm trying to get out the car and you're like, no, sit your fucking ass in the car. And I'm like, no, nigga, I'm fucking getting out the car. No, you're not.
He shoots you in the foot. Wow. Yeah. You going to fucking shut that nigga.
No, I'm not going
in
nowhere.
In this moment,
are you going?
Drea just went viral. Guys.
Yeah. I'm just, look, she's looking like, okay, like, okay.
My version that I've heard from various people that have basically then
trusted
filtered
sources?
Through AD, yes, very trusted sources, is that Megan and Tory have been fucking. They've been chilling. They go to this house party. Kylie Jenner is there. I heard, depending on who you want to ask, that either Tory was showing too much attention to Kylie Jenner or Kylie Jenner was showing too much attention to Tory. Either way, Meg did not appreciate it. Meg, maybe at this point in her career, has a little bit of an ego. She's feeling
for
herself.
Sure.
She doesn't feel like she has to deal with any disrespect.
I
heard
that.
Meg was violating his ass. That they got into a fight that was like bad. And I heard
God
that she was like really shitting on him. Like really like
I could see her
disrespecting
doing that.
The fuck. Obviously, this doesn't justify
no,
anything.
None of that.
But that's what I heard is that it was like it was bad. Like the altercation that they were in and like the level of violation that he maybe was feeling. Obviously not a reason for any violence to occur, never mind a gunshot. But
all right, so you guys saw what Adam22 had to say. You guys saw what Dre and Michelle had to say and Meg Thee Stallion clapping back on her. And then you guys also saw the stupid ass Instagram post that Cameron posted on his social media page. And a lot of people were dragging him behind that as well. So now, like I stated, Meg Thee Stallion is speaking about the situation. So I want you guys to go ahead and listen to this. Check this out. And I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
Good. I really just wanted to get on here. And I'm smiling, even though a lot of things have been, you know, things that have been making me not smile, but I'm back. So I see a lot of people painting fake ass narratives and making up stories and all this other whack ass shit. But I also see a lot of people that have been like being very supportive and sending prayers, and I just really appreciate that. I saw the hotties doing a lot of things, like writing letters on Tumblr and DMing me all the time. And I just want to say thank y'all so much, because y'all really been the ones that been helping me get through this. I was shot in both of my feet. I was shot in both of my feet, and I had to get surgery to get the shit taken out, get the bullets taken out. And it was super scary. I didn't think I was gonna cry. But yeah, I had to get surgery. It was super scary. It was like just the worst experience of my life. And it's not funny. There's nothing to joke about. It was nothing for y'all to start going and making up fake stories about. I didn't put my hands on nobody. I didn't deserve to get shot. I didn't do shit. Like, and thank God that the bullets didn't touch bones. They didn't break tendons. Like, I know my mama, my daddy, my granny had to be looking out for me with that one, because where the bullets hit at, it missed everything. But the motherfuckers was in there. And it's not that I was protecting anybody. I just wasn't ready to speak. That's not no shit you just immediately get on the internet and start talking about. And that's a lot of y'all motherfucking problem. Y'all take y'all whole life to Instagram and Twitter and make it a fucking diary. And that's not me. So, fuck y'all and them fake ass blogs and y'all fake ass sources and my fake ass friends. But on a positive note, just taking some time to myself has definitely made me realize how to move forward. And you know, how to protect my energy. I'm so nice. Imagine being 25 and you don't have both of your parents. My mama was my best friend. She, you know, I'm still really not over that. So you kind of try to fill like your space with a bunch of people that you think is making you happy. Shit. Like, it's a lot. Jesus. Hold on. I just feel like I was moving really fast. I was moving too fast. I wasn't taking enough time for myself. I thought I was ready to be around a bunch of motherfuckers. I thought I was ready to be, you know, I thought I was ready to give good energy to other people, and other people wasn't ready to give good energy to me. But I definitely had to sit my ass down and pray on it. And I do feel a lot better. And thank God for the people I have around me that are actually here for me and are actually my friends. Don't want shit from me, would never turn on me for no amount of money, no amount of clout, that wouldn't make up stories about me to save face, that wouldn't go against the grain. Just thank God for them. And thank God for all the hotties and the supporters that I see have had my back through these times. And I ain't never seen so many grown-ass motherfucking men chime in on some shit that wasn't their motherfucking business in the first motherfucking place. Like, do y'all niggas just wake up, get on the internet and be like, oh, I'm gonna say this today because this is gonna give me some, like, this is gonna be funny. Like, what if your motherfucking sister got shot? Or what if your motherfucking girlfriend got shot? What if your motherfucking best friend got shot? Would you be cracking jokes then? Then you want the whole world to stop and feel sorry for you. I don't expect none of you motherfuckers to feel sorry for me, but it's just a respect thing. Like, shut the fuck up when shit don't have nothing to do with you. Stop fucking talking when some shit don't need to be talked about. And you out of your mind ass bitches. Are y'all? Ugh. It's not even are y'all fucking dumb. It's yes, we know you're fucking dumb. It's just how many times are you gonna show when you fucking dumb? A lot of y'all silly motherfuckers just don't be having no morals or don't be having no code to stand on. But, you know, that's on y'all. And somebody gonna take care of your ass. Karma gonna take care of your ass. I ain't gotta do it. But anyway, I just want y'all to know a bitch is alive and well and strong as fuck. And, you know, I'm ready to get back to regular programming with my own hot girl shit. But I've definitely learned that I don't have to be so nice to every motherfucking body. This ain't gonna stop me from being nice, and this ain't gonna stop me from being making a motherfucking stallion, driving the boat, doing what the fuck I wanna do, having this good ass energy. Ain't nobody gonna stop my energy from being good. But what I can't do is keep putting my energy in you, a bunch of you motherfuckers. So I love you, hotties, and I love you to everybody who has been sending me messages and sending me flowers and gifts and all kind of shit, and just the texts in the morning, at night, throughout the day, checking on me. Just thank y'all, because I see all that shit. Like, just thank y'all. All right, I'm gonna call y'all back.
All right, so you guys just heard everything that Meg Thee Stallion had to say. And a lot of you guys pointed out on my Instagram page that basically Meg Thee Stallion said everything in her video that I said in my live stream. And I agree. When I was calling this out in my live stream, of course, you know, you have people who get offended by anything that comes out my fucking mouth. But what people don't understand is that I'm just a good reader of stuff. I vibe a lot of things out. I don't really need things to be told to me. I can look at a situation and kind of just tell how everything is playing out, how the puzzle pieces are moving. I don't know how I do it, but I just do it. Basically, everything I said in my live stream when I first talked about this situation literally came out of Meg's mouth. She admitted to, you know, basically in so many words, being a busybody, mixing her energy with a lot of different people, assuming that, you know, people in the industry were her friends. They weren't really her friends. And, you know, everything I was saying in that stream is fact. And I'm so glad that Meg is waking up And she's realizing that she needs to protect her energy and that she needs to protect her well-being, especially being that she does not have both her parents. And we also spoke about that on the live stream, that when people are missing, you know, a void, especially a parent, a mother figure, because her mother died just a few years ago, it's very hard to get over that, especially, you know, there's no time frame for when you get over your parents' death. That's a lot to deal with. And I feel like she was inviting all these different people, all this different energy into her space to kind of, you know, fill the void of her mother and her father and her grandmother not being there. And she also confirmed that. So I'm really glad that she confirmed that. And she also talked about how, you know, she didn't feel the need to run to Instagram to, you know, turn into a diary. And I've said that so many times over the years, that people run to Instagram to tell everything that's going on in their life. I don't need her to explain what all happened to social media. It's really none of our business. You know what I'm saying? I feel like all of this needs to be between her, the police, and, you know, because if Tory did this in the way that she's describing that, he needs to be in jail. That is a crime. You cannot go around shooting somebody regardless of the situation. If he was upset, if they got into an argument, the response is not to pull out a gun and shoot somebody. Like I said in my stream, had that bullet ricocheted, she's lucky that it only landed in her foot. It could have ricocheted and hit her in the heart, in the head. Anything could have happened. Those headlines could have read very differently the next day. So he needs to be in jail. This is not a joking matter. This is someone who could have potentially lost their life, and behind what? A bunch of mess. I'm glad that she's finally comfortable enough to share her story. And I'm glad, like I said, that she's waking up and she's talking about protecting her energy and staying away from people. But I also peeped a lot of things that she was saying. There was a lot of things that Megan was communicating without communicating. I think Megan was communicating her issues and her feelings towards her so-called best friend, Kelsey. She was talking about a lot of things about friends running to the blogs, friends looking for clout. So I think that this might be the end of Megan and Kelsey's relationship. Also, people in the comment section mentioned that mutual friends of theirs have also unfollowed Kelsey. And we also noticed that when everything went down, you never heard Kelsey come out and send any well wishes to her so-called best friend in hopes of getting better. It's almost like Kelsey was more trying to clear her name, but made no mention of Megan, her well-being, or anything else. And she hasn't really posted on social media. And usually she's always on social media. She's always in Tory Lanez's comment section and running behind Tory as well. So I don't know what's going on with them, but I think maybe Megan is also waking up and seeing how messy her friend was. Because let's not forget, when everything went down, remember I told y'all she was pillow talking with her mom and her sister because her mom and her sister took to Twitter and they started going off. They were, you know, going in on Meg and saying that they were going to expose Meg. And then when folks started checking Kelsey, like, why is your mom and your sister being so disrespectful? Then Kelsey tried to clean it up and say, oh, well, they don't know what they're talking about. So it seems like she was stirring a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well that we may not be privy to. But it looks like Meg is possibly waking up to Kelsey's BS as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, in other news, rumor has it that allegedly Rhea Michelle lost her Fenty endorsement deal. As we all know, Fenty is ran by Rihanna Fenty, okay? And Drea was one of the models. And they're saying that after the whole Meg Thee Stallion fiasco and her talking about domestic violence, that Rihanna and Fenty decided to part ways. So right now, it hasn't been necessarily confirmed. It's alleged. A lot of people are talking about it. There's a lot of whispers. And I wouldn't be surprised because we all know how Rihanna went through her domestic violence situation back in 2009 with Chris Brown. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out as well. So like I said, I'm glad that Meg finally came out and, you know, told her story and, you know, spoke her truth. This whole situation is just really sad, and I just wish her the best and, you know, happy healing. And I just hope that at the end of the day, she learns from this and she grows from this. That's all you can do. With any situation, everything is a learning experience. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's life is perfect. You know what I'm saying? But every time we go through something, especially things that are tragic and traumatizing,
always try and take a lesson away from that, so that way you don't repeat it again in the future. And I think with everything Meg has been through, she's definitely going to take this as a lesson, and she's going to come out a lot stronger. So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts on this entire situation concerning Meg Thee Stallion finally coming out and addressing the situation. How do you guys feel about it? And do you agree with me that there might be some type of underlying tension between her and Kelsey? And then also, what do you feel should happen to Tory Lanez? Because at this point, I believe there's a police investigation. I don't know how involved Meg and possibly Kelsey are in the investigation. I'm not sure. But I feel like if he did this, he needs to go to jail. This was a crime, point blank, period. So go ahead and leave your comment. Let me know your thoughts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Make sure you thumbs up the video. Last but not least, don't forget to hit the notification bell so that we can be down with the notification squad. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. All right. Deuces.